For Patty Brett, who owns Doobie's Bar in Center City, Philadelphia, last month was a terrible time to lose cocktails to go. Doobie's had struggled through the pandemic, but the cocktails had become about 80% of Brett's business. That, along with a successful GoFundMe, helped her save some money to redo the floors. She had planned to still sell cocktails while it was happening. Now she has no income for a month.
It's been all of my adult life that I've been there, and I love what I do. I'm committed to keeping the bar open as long as I can. When this all started, I said, I'm going to fight like hell for it. I'm not going to let this shut me down.
Cocktails to go got temporarily legalized last year for the pandemic, then suddenly became illegal again when GOP lawmakers ended the governor's COVID-19 emergency orders. An effort to relegalize it stalled amid partisan bickering. And now the legislature isn't expected back in session until the fall.